And good evening. I'm Frank Johnson. With me is John Morris Russell, conductor and main man with the Cincinnati Pops. And just a couple of days before this interview, the Associated Press announced that Taylor Swift is going to be the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. That's the annual countdown show in New York City, hosted by Ryan Seacrest. My two-part question for our guest, will you be going to that gig, and why not?
Heck no. Are you crazy? It's cold out there. And there are all these lunatics there on Times Square. You know, it's nuts. And cold.
Okay.
And the Pops isn't playing, for Pete's sake.
And that's why we're here. You've got big plans for New Year's Eve at Music Hall. Early on in the evening, it's a concert. And let me ask, what kind of music do you put together for a concert like this?
Well, every year we like to have a special theme or bring out an artist who has not performed with the Pops or the Symphony. You know, over the years, we've had some fantastic debuts. Several years ago was Natalie Choquette, the comic soprano from Montreal. Oh, my goodness. Music Hall was absolutely falling over itself. She was so hilarious. So this year, we have Storm Large. She's a remarkable singer with a very, very eclectic career. She started off, I guess her big claim to fame was with Pink Martini, and she was the lead vocalist for Pink Martini for years. But she has sung in cabarets and clubs with symphony orchestras all over the world. I first got to know her when I was still working with the Windsor Symphony Orchestra in Ontario, and she was singing with Leonard Slatkin and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra on their performance of Kurt Weill's Seven Deadly Sins. Not only was it performed there in Orchestra Hall with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, but then they took it to Carnegie Hall. Rave reviews, especially the artistry and vocal prowess of Storm Large.
With a name like that, what kind of singing are we going to hear? I mean, I'm thinking now, Storm Large. I mean, she can really belt out a tune, right?
She can belt out a tune. She's 6 foot something, statuesque. But the thing is that her voice is as gorgeous as she is. It's the complete package. And she has a very eclectic style. She's going to be showing this off in our concert with the Pops. Everything from standards from the Great American Songbook. I mean, she does these sizzling versions of Cole Porter. And then she does kind of new versions of like classic rock standards in a way that you don't even recognize the original. Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me. It's just incredible.
Okay, now in my mind now, I'm seeing the entire Pops Orchestra covering Cheap Trick.
Well, hey, you know, we're the Pops. We do it all, baby.
So now this concert, you do it every year. It's one of the special traditions. What are your feelings knowing that this is a lot more than the usual Pops concert?
Well, my personal tradition goes way back to 1995, New Year's Eve. It was the very first concert I conducted with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra as associate conductor. I came in the fall of 1995. And I did a whole slew of education concerts and kids' concerts, family concerts in the fall. And this was my first adult concert with the Cincinnati Symphony. And I packed it full of all fun orchestral pieces, you know, great show pieces for the orchestra. We had several singers from CCM, including Adrian Danrich, who's now has an amazing career in the operatic world. Anyway, this was my first chance to strut my stuff with the orchestra, and it was a joyride. We had so much fun, and it started a relationship that, well, continues to this day. And over the years, from 1995 on, every year our audiences got a little bigger and a little bit more boisterous. And by the time we got to year 2000, we had a completely sold-out house. We did the finale of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and it was still to this day one of the most moving and incredible concerts I ever conducted was that New Year's Eve for year 2000 here at Music Hall with the Symphony.
It's going to be a real good time in Music Hall. Let's talk about what's happening after the concert in Music Hall. It's the annual New Year's Eve Ball, and that's hosted by the Cincinnati Symphony Volunteers Association. And now, you won't be doing the music for that, but you'll probably be there, right?
Oh, you know I'm going to be there. For my wife and I, the party after the concert is one of the great highlights of the year because finally, I've done my work and I just get to dance. The party is fantastic. It is a great meal, an amazing band. There's a silent auction with all sorts of really cool stuff. There's not a time that we walk out of there without something.
It's not the John Morris Russell and the Pops doing the music for the after-concert ball. This time it's Leroy Ellington and the E-Funk Band.
They are fantastic. And the great thing is that they play, like the Pops, a wide range of music. Everything from, you know, your classic big band jazz. And, you know, they always work in Brick House in there. I think they just do that for the Maestro because that's my favorite.
Okay. Well, nothing wrong with that. Now, we should mention that this whole after concert evening, there's a dinner and the ball and also the auction. All this is helping to do some fundraising for the CSO.
Well, it's our great gala. And the concert and the party experience and the auction are all wonderful ways to support your own Cincinnati Pops.
So here we are, a couple of weeks away from New Year's Eve. It's got to be time now to hire the babysitter. Let's have a final pitch. How about a final pitch from John Morris Russell to get people in the seats for the concert and the ball afterwards?
Well, I tell you what, I've been conducting these things since 1995, and every year our audience becomes larger, more boisterous. And what's also been really nifty is to see how people have worked this concert and ball into their great holiday traditions. And I tell you what, it's the classiest party in town. I mean, this isn't New York rockin' New Year's Eve or anything. This is your wonderful Pops, a world-class artist, and an evening of unforgettable music and revelry. Everyone, you look out to the audience. People ask me this all the time, you know, what's it like to be up on a podium and music hall? And I tell you what, for this concert, you look out to the audience and you see everyone just dressed to the nines, right? Beautiful ball gowns and festive wear from everyone in the house. And then the early concert, people saunter up to the ballroom with a fantastic band, great dancing, a real classy way to celebrate the new year, to say so long to 2014 and hello to 2015. The other thing that's cool about this concert is that there are a lot of people who have their own house parties. And although there are plenty of people who get all dolled up and come to the concert and go to the ball afterwards, there are a lot of people who come to the concert with a group of friends, anywhere between half dozen and a dozen. And after the concert, which is over about 9 o'clock or so, they go home leisurely and have a house party. And we've been noticing year after year that more and more people are coming to start their evening off with the Pops and to finish it up at home celebrating and maybe watching TV.
Sounds like a great idea either way. Thanks a lot for telling us all about it. John Morris Russell with the Cincinnati Pops.
Thanks, Frank.
John Morris Russell will be conducting the Cincinnati Pops concert, this featuring vocalist Strong Large, on Wednesday night, New Year's Eve at Music Hall, and you'll find more information about the activities that evening on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Frank Johnson for Around Cincinnati.
Feel.